News Talk 1110 KBD News Time is 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's in the newsroom with Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by Miller Ford Madras. Find out why vehicles are cheaper in the country right now at MillerFordMadras.com. There's something special here. Let's get to Kelly Blyer. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Thousands of veterans live in Central Oregon, and a local veteran spokesman says today is a time to honor them and remember those who didn't come home from the battlefield. Veteran spokesperson Dick Tobiasen says one of the largest Veterans Day parades in Oregon was right here in Central Oregon in Bend this morning. Today's parade had 110 entries, and many people came out to watch.
Well, we have, in the three counties here, we have 20,000 veterans of all ages, of course, in all wards, and peacetime as well. But veterans make up one out of every 10 people, one out of every 10 men, women, and children in Central Oregon is a veteran.
He also says Deschutes County is the only county in Oregon where the veterans population is actually growing. He says part of the reason for that is good local services and because many veterans move here to retire. 10,000 Central Oregonians usually attend our annual Veterans Day Parade here in Bend. It's a chance for the community to say thanks to the young and older veterans alike who do our country proud. Rabin Harpel coordinates the Bend Parade every year. She says there are other activities people can take advantage of as well.
Schlotsky's is offering free meals for all veterans from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Schlotsky's is on the corner of 27th and 20. After the parade, the VFW Post 1643 that's on the corner of 4th Street and Olney, they open up their doors to the public. So there's a free meal there, and the public's invited to please come and have refreshments, talk to the veterans.
And I understand Applebee's is also offering free meals for vets. The Deschutes County District Attorney's Office is asking for life in prison for Stephen Blaylock now that he's been convicted on murder charges. The 12 jurors found Blaylock guilty of murder charges in connection with the death of his wife, Lori, and not the lesser charge of manslaughter. Lori's sister, Cindy Wright, was relieved the jury saw the truth. She spoke with our news partner, News Channel 21.
He's behind bars, and I never had a doubt that's where he deserved to be. They can go see their son in jail. I can never see my sister, and my daughter will never see her aunt again. I hope she knew she was loved. I don't think she knew that she was as loved by as many people, though, as she was.
Stephen Blaylock will be sentenced next Thursday, November 17th. The family of Lori Blaylock has filed a lawsuit to prevent Stephen from inheriting any of Lori's estate. The family says now that Stephen has been convicted of murder, he is now considered a slayer, according to state law. The suit filed would prevent Blaylock from inheriting anything of Lori's that was put in his name. The campers at Occupy Portland are preparing for a showdown with police Saturday night. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Portland police have heard that between 100 and 300 outsiders are headed to Portland, including up to 150 anarchists.
There is information that, you know, people will be in the trees if and when there's a police action.
Lieutenant Robert King says they brought pallets into the camp and are using the boards to make weapons with nails. They have disassembled the kitchen and some campers have left.
This has been a very peaceful event overall. And we and the Portland Police Bureau are committed to it remaining so.
The no camping signs that were posted have been torn down.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The mayor says the city will begin to clear Lonsdale and Chapman Squares at 12:01 Sunday. And Occupy Portland protesters are now planning their next steps. Many say they'll stay in the parks until they are picked up and moved by police. Others are asking supporters to join them in solidarity.
And have every person that supports us walk out of their jobs, come down and support us and be with us, because if there's enough people here, they will not be able to close us down.
Others are suggesting moving groups of protesters to parks throughout the city. The doors of City Hall were locked as the loud but nonviolent meeting of protesters was held outside. And Crook County firefighters responded to a fire at the Prineville Freight Depot yesterday afternoon. There were 8 55-gallon barrels of zirconium on fire at a magnesium chloride mixing plant at the depot. Hazmat teams were called in while the byproducts were burned out. It's believed the fire started by a spark from a shovel. And coming up, after 23 years, the Sagebrush Classic is taking a break. Details at 5:30. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.